Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Friday afternoon. With us, not Jeff Pitts. No, this is Katie Colosimo. Katie is, she's a pinch hitter for Jeff as he does something over at City View. And Katie is also a writer for City View. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Katie. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. I mean, you know, and you're much more attractive than Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
So that's a good thing, right? Anyway, so you've got stuff to do in the Metro,
yes.
Right? All right, what do you got?
The big one, Des Moines Arts Festival this weekend.
Oh, you know, we just had Stephen King and Christian Day, two of the organizers for the entire event. Christian does the film festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's all taking place at the Central Library, and it's really something else. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As you saw by getting here, the entire front of our studio here on Locust is full of tents and
lots
people.
Of tents.
And, yeah, lots of tents and food, and it's a great time.
Yeah, and Christian...
Christian?
He does a column for City View now called Couch Surfing.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christian does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I should have been seeing that. Next time I see him, I'll be able to ring his chime about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Christian Day is a really talented guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the tattoos and the whole thing. Very mm-hmm. creative.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's doing the film festival at the Central Library
mm-hmm.
all throughout the arts festival that's happening right now. Great time.
Yes.
Go. Just go. They're expecting like 225,000 people.
And it's the 20th anniversary.
It is the 20th.
Yes.
Did you see... we had the artist that did the commemorative poster.
I haven't seen the
Chris
poster
Vance.
Yet.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, I'll have
I
to show it to
work,
you in a little
though.
Bit. It's really different. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they did a lot of throwback stuff, and this is very modern, very, very different.
I love his work.
All right, good stuff. All right.
If that's too commercial for you, also this weekend is Art Fest Midwest.
That's out at the fairgrounds, right?
Yes. Air-conditioned Varied Industries building.
Oh. There you go.
mm-hmm.
If you want air conditioning, go to the Art Fest Midwest.
And that's also free admission. And then rounding out the art this weekend at the Social Club, there's an exhibit called Urban Visionaries, and that's street art. And that's going to have Banksy and Shepherd Fairey just for the weekend.
What's this? Street art.
Yes. If you're familiar with Banksy, really popular graffiti artist.
Okay.
Nobody knows who he is, though.
It's
an alias, and no one knows who the real guy is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's this weekend only.
Okay. So, and we won't find out who he is, but we can at least go see the art.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Street art at Des Moines Social Club. Interesting.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow. Where do you find this stuff? This is pretty cool. Okay.
I'm at the Social Club a lot.
Oh, okay. Wow. And you work at City View, so
yes.
And they know what to do. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got it.
Great. Then also this weekend, the Des Moines Young Artists Theater finishes its run of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and they're singing songs, all his great hits from Cats and The Phantom of the Opera. And the last performance is this weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So go get some culture.
Yeah, June 25th. Tickets are $25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also in the theater vein, the Des Moines Metro Opera this weekend has two performances of Turnitin.
Oh, well, now we are really getting highbrow.
Yeah, very highbrow.
All right, here you go. A little opera.
Yeah, and it's if you're interested in opera, it's Giacomo Puccini's final opera that he ever wrote.
See, with a name like Colosimo, you can say that, right?
I can. It's in my blood.
Yeah, it is. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So who are the composers again?
Giacomo Puccini is the composer. I can't remember the other names involved, but it is a opera about a princess in China, and the suitors have to fight for her affection, and most of them get killed.
Oh, of course.
Until one of them wins.
Of course.
And we'll see what happens.
All right. There you go. Katie's got it.
Mm-hmm. And then for the country fans, a Big Country Bash, June 25th at Living History Farms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun.
Yeah. There's Billy Currington, Tracy Lawrence, Runaway.
Tracy Lawrence is coming to town?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Living History Farms.
Oh, Tracy Lawrence is like, oh, yeah. I was really captivated by his music back in the late 1990s.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can see him Saturday, $39.99. Music starts at 1.
There you go. Saturday, Living History Farms, Tracy Lawrence, a whole bunch of other country acts. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Nice. And then, of course, this week, Tuesday, there's an iCubs game. iCubs are in town all week.
iCubs have been here like forever. I think Michael Gartner's got something kind of a thing. He's just renting rooms out by the week.
Might be.
I don't know.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff. So they're there all week. But Tuesday specifically, they'll be playing the New Orleans Baby Cakes, 7:08 p.m.
The Baby Cakes. Again.
The Baby Cakes, great name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you like to be on a team that was the Baby Cakes?
As a woman, I'm fine with it. As a guy, I feel like maybe I'd feel weird. My team's the Baby Cakes. Not very intimidating.
Not very much.
The sports arena, not the name you want.
the Baby Cakes arena. Okay. Well, I think they beat us, though, the last time that they were in town.
Couldn't tell you. I never know what happens when I go to the games. I have a great time when I'm there.
Don't you, though?
Yes.
It is the most amazing time. You go to the Iowa Cubs games. First of all, the stadium is gorgeous.
Yes.
And there's not a bad seat in the house. No. You can sit anywhere and just have a great time. And usually what I'm doing, I'm eating something and drinking something and talking with people. Mm-hmm. So But you can do that at a baseball game.
Yeah.
Because it's relaxing.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. All right. And Katie Colissimo, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking stuff to do in the metro from City View. All right.
And so to keep going in the week, Wednesday, Zoo Brew.
Again.
Still going. It's 60s night, though, so they'll have a band playing 60s music for Zoo Brew.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Have you been?
I have been. It's a very different vibe than during the day. You know, adults only. Very lively. Very fun.
Zoo Brew. That's Wednesday night?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesdays. And then Thursday, also a weekly thing, Jasper Winery Summer Concert Series. But this is a big one because the Nadas are playing on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
They just did Nightfall on the River.
They did, yes.
And that was like a crazy crowd there.
Yeah, you know, they're legendary Iowa performers.
They are.
That's one you don't want to miss.
Yeah. Good guys, too, each and every one of them. And they've got a really interesting story. Nadas on Thursday night?
Yeah, Thursday night.
Very good.
Jasper Winery.
Also, Thursday, by the way, just to throw one in there. Thursday, if you're not going to Jasper Winery, you can always go down to, not Living History Farms, Valley Junction.
Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
Live music there as well.
So Katie is a writer for City View. Thank you for pinch hitting for our good friend Jeff. What's he doing today, anyway?
Working hard. Deadlines.
Deadlines.
Yes.
That's a writer's pariah.
It is.
You're always on it. Mm-hmm. All right. Katie, thank you so much for coming in and doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Having fun.
All right. All right, we've got to clear on out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock, and that means we're done for this week. We will be back, God willing, at 5 p.m. on Monday with more of the Business News Hour. All right, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, our producer tonight, as he is each and every night, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Katie, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please, and a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.